Could you just give us a quick overview of who Maria Sanchez was and if you had any like personal connections with her?
So Maria Sanchez was a business owner in the north end of Hartford on Albany Avenue, across the street from what is now the I forgot the name of that school, the Public Safety Academy. It used to be called Quirk Middle. And that's the first thing that comes to mind for me about Maria Sanchez, because that's how I knew Maria Sanchez growing up. But Maria Sanchez was the first person, the first Latina elected into the Board of Education in the state of Connecticut, or to support the Board of Education here in Hartford. And she like Celestino Jimenez. Yes, she like Celestino Jimenez was a very strong advocate for what she wanted for her community. And Maria Sanchez did not let the fact that she was a migrant from Puerto Rico who did not speak a lot of English to stand in the way of what she knew needed to happen for the Puerto Rican community in this city and in the state of Connecticut. That little newsstand that she managed and was owner of in on Albany Avenue is where my father hung out, where my uncle hung out. It's where every time we would end our day after school and on our way home, we would stop to get candy, and just everybody hung out there. It's the space where at the end of the day, when my father came home with a little brown bag filled with candy, we knew that Papi was hanging out at Maria Sanchez's store. Maria Sanchez, like Celestino, was I would say a whirlwind for our community. Strong advocate that did not let things stand in the way for her to voice and elevate issues that needed to be addressed for the Puerto Rican community in Hartford.
And oh, I just like oh, and we read that she had involvement with Sacred Heart. Do you know, could you expand a little bit more about that?
So Sacred Heart Church, I think, was a church that was primarily German in the north end of the city. And when a lot of Puerto Ricans migrated to the city, the Diocese of Hartford was trying to figure out like how to support this community, right? In for mass and providing them the ability to be able to worship. So I think the first opportunities to hear mass at Sacred Heart Church happened in the basement of that church with the Puerto Rican community. And eventually that church became predominantly Spanish-speaking church. And from that church, a lot of leaders in Puerto Rican leaders came out of of that church. And Maria Sanchez, because of the close proximity of Sacred Heart Church to Maria Sanchez, and because of the lived experiences that many Puerto Ricans were having in the north end of Hartford, there was that alignment and that connection to the church and also to Maria Sanchez's advocacy and leadership in the community.
Awesome. I might have missed this small detail, but what was her business that she owned? Was it a newsstand, did
Was
you
a
mention?
newsstand, but from there, it was just this really small space. books, and mm-hmm. it was a newsstand. You could buy cigarettes, you could buy candy, you could buy novelitas, magazines. I know she used to sell those, what we call bolsi libros, which are the little paperback, small graphic comic strip novels that are in Spanish, by Marcial Lafuente, I think is the author. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but those types of, you know, different magazines and reading materials that were easy to carry.
Okay. And you mentioned that she was from Puerto Rico. Do you know when she came to Hartford and if she like grew up in Frog Hollow at all or came when she was older, maybe?
I don't know when she came from Puerto Rico to Hartford. She did share in an interview that she came because her sister, she came to live with her sister. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a we used some footage from an old video that was done with the city of Hartford on Maria Sanchez, where she shared just a little bit about when she came and how she came.
Okay.
And I think you can find that on YouTube.
Okay.
It's called Frog Hollow, the Immigrant Migrant Experience. It's like a 20-minute video that some students from Burns Latino Studies Academy put together and with the Hartford Public Library Park Branch.
We'll definitely check that out.
Yeah. Thank you. How do you think Maria Sanchez has left her mark on Frog Hollow? How has her legacy continued?
There's a school, right across the street. It used to, where the old branch used to be, right? You know, Maria Sanchez School. That's a legacy, and also every year there's an award ceremony. CICD does the people who organize the Puerto Rican Day Parade in Hartford. Mm-hmm. They host the Maria Sanchez Awards ceremony where different people in the community are recognized for what they contribute to the community and are given that award. And many people can get many prestigious awards, but this one, because she was humble, and Maria Sanchez came, you know, just like Celestino, like people from like little barrios or little towns in Puerto Rico that came to Hartford. And like I said, made a big impact more so because of their las ganas, because of their desire and their passion. And you know, I don't have to have this college degree to tell you and or to show you that this, you know, a block from here, a young man died because a building collapsed on him. And there were no Spanish speaking fire respondents to be able to respond to the many calls that were being received at that time to try and save that kid's life. You know, like Maria Sanchez, I don't need a degree to tell you to look at this. Mm-hmm. And what are you going to do about it, right? What is the city going to do about it? What is the state going to do about it? And
that's powerful. Yeah.
I did get a notification that said we have like 10 minutes left. So I just wanted to put that out there. I think we'll be fine with time, but just wanted to let you guys know.
So is there anything else you would like to add about Maria Sanchez?
No, it's just these two figures and speaking with both of you kind of just like I came to this realization that they're both cut from the same cloth.
Mm. That's cool. So you mentioned your brother might have, I don't know, I think it would be really awesome to somehow archive Celestino's poetry. Maybe that's already something that's in existence. Is there any way we could speak with your brother or?
I can put you in contact with him. And then also I would recommend reaching out to Jasmine Agosto from the Hartford History Center.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Here at the Hartford Public Library, because I think she's also started doing some research around Celestino Jimenez.
Okay.
To try and elevate his story as well.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll reach out.
Perfect. Did we have any other questions, Emmeline? Or
I don't think so. I think it's all good. Catherine, what do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Is there anything else you would like to share, just add in quickly about either of them or any other like major figures that you think maybe we should look into?
Not right now. I think you guys are capturing good information. There's the other figure that comes to mind more so because who was aligned with this type of work and advocacy of people who made many strides for the betterment of the Puerto Rican community in Hartford, or Edna Negron, and I think you guys have heard of her as well. But yeah, Maria Sanchez and Celestino Jimenez, definitely Maria Sanchez. With CICD, the people who organize the Puerto Rican Day Parade, it's because Maria Sanchez kind of just like recognized the importance of elevating the Puerto Rican community and its culture and what we were contributing to the city. And that's how the Puerto Rican Day Parade also came about. So she just did a lot. And Celestino Jimenez, in more in a focused way, focused to Frog Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
Maria Sanchez more so locally to the city and also, you know, the state, and then Celestino Jimenez more in a focused way in Frog Hollow, because at that time when Celestino Jimenez lived in Frog Hollow, a larger part of the Latino community there was Puerto Rican. And still now, but there's a large mixture also of many Central Americans and Mexicans. But Celestino Jimenez kind of continued to carry that torch specifically in Frog Hollow for the Puerto Rican community.
Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome.